Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
An important patent decision.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There is a huge case today before the Supreme Court. It's extremely complicated, and we don't have time to get into all the details. But the bottom line question for companies is, what can or cannot be patented? Things that occur in nature, abstract ideas, they're not supposed to be, but maybe it's happening anyway. This case involves a two-step method for diagnosing vitamin B12 deficiencies, and depending on how the court rules, it could open up a whole can of worms involving thousands of patents in this country. The Federal Reserve Chairman has to be careful about opening cans with worms in them. Wall Street tends to be a little jumpy about what he says or doesn't say. The new Fed leader, Ben Bernanke, gave one of his first public speeches last night. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Bond yields dominated the Fed chairman's speech last night, but Wall Street types were listening closely for hints about interest rates. Bernanke didn't tip his hand too much. Most analysts agree the Fed chief will boost rates another 0.25%. Economist Diane Swonk also expects more rate hikes in the near future, but sees momentum leveling off in coming months.
We have yet to see whether some of the strength we've seen out there is more transitory, if it's related to hurricane rebuilding, or if, in fact, the economy has gained a whole new momentum. The Fed also will need to see how much earlier rate hikes and earlier oil prices play through the economy, so they may want to take a pause and then reassess over the summer.
The Federal Reserve meets to set interest rates next week. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Wall Street looks up to the Fed chairman as sort of the godfather of the American economy. This is a segue into our next story, which is about Godfather, the video game. The $20 million game comes out today. Lisa Napoli tells us whether it sleeps with the fishes or not.
Someday, and that day may never come, I may on you to do a service for me.
Even the late Marlon Brando makes an appearance in the Godfather game. Publisher Electronic Arts intended to have it out around Christmas. But in order to get the visuals and all that violence just right, last year it pushed the release back to today, and EA's stock tanked 5%. Now the company's making an offer it hopes you won't refuse. They've cut the price of the game 20% to $40. Chris Cook of GamePro.com is skeptical.
The big slump that everyone's talking about with EA, I don't know if that's something that one video game really has the power to pull off.
But it is sure to create a whole new generation of Godfather fans, since many who wield joysticks weren't even alive when the first movie came out. I'm consigliere Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
If you've ever been skeptical about the 4 out of 5 dentist thing, Pfizer makes Listerine and has sued rival Procter & Gamble over that exact question. In fact, Pfizer says P&G just made up those dentists. So now, Procter & Gamble has responded in kind and sued Pfizer for false advertising. P&G says Pfizer is lying to dentists about the strength and effectiveness of Listerine. The Dow was little unchanged on Monday, 5 points down. The S&P 500 was down 2 points to 1305, and the NASDAQ was up 7 points to 2314. You're listening to Marketplace. Some disturbing developments regarding avian flu. The Bush administration predicts birds with the disease will be found in the United States this year. And the virus has evolved into two different human strains. Kurt Nikisch has more.
Congress has already appropriated more than $3 billion to prepare for a possible pandemic. CDC Director Julie Gerberding recently defended that investment. She says even if bird flu stays in check, the U.S. will be better shielded from bioterrorism and the regular flu.
So this preparedness has a return on the investment. We are confident that the things we're doing now will pay off even if we don't see a pandemic in the near future.
Now, news of two different human strains could scare Congress into coughing up more money. The president has asked for an additional $2.6 billion, most of which would be used for vaccine and drug research. I'm Kurt Nikisch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Thrivent Builds, an opportunity for Lutherans and their communities to support the building of decent homes in partnership with families in need. ThriveandBuilds.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The corporate life. You've got your boss. You've got your boss's boss. Then your boss's boss's boss. The higher up you go, the farther away that person's likely to be from your cubicle or building or even your state. So it can be pretty unnerving when those higher-ups pay a visit. Commentator Lucy Kellaway writes for the Financial Times. The FT is owned by a company called Pearson. She says no one wins with the executive drop-in.
The other day, I was sitting at my desk, eating a big bar of Kit Kat and typing. From behind me came a booming voice. I swung round, and there was the chief executive of the Financial Times with a very large gentleman in a three-piece suit standing behind him. "Meet your new chairman," he said. "This is Glenn Marino, chairman of Pearson." I swallowed the chocolate as best I could. "Pleased to meet you," I think I said. But I wasn't pleased at all. Being introduced by stealth when one is defenceless at one's desk is inherently intolerably stressful. One's whole body goes into fight or flight mode. Normal speech becomes impossible. One says the first thing that comes into one's head. If I'd had a moment to think, I might have asked him whether Pearson has any plans to sell the Financial Times, or what he thinks about the share price. Instead, the experience of being faced with an authority figure turned me into a cheeky 14-year-old again. I said, "I hope you like the buzz around here," gesturing at a sea of silent colleagues. Mercifully, he was led away to frighten other journalists. I could only comfort myself with the thought that I hadn't been shopping on the web at the moment of impact. The boss walkabout is not just awful because it makes you either a gauche idiot or a brown noser. What's worse is to be observed in your discomfort by smirking colleagues. Most senior managers hate these compulsory walkabouts too. I used to work for someone who would come padding up to people from behind and ask what they were working on. When he caught me writing a shopping list one day, he looked even more pained than I did. Now, managers will tell you that they are in touch with their employees on the basis of these walkabouts, which generally means that they've mistaken the necessary brown nosing for genuine support. The trouble is that senior managers are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Managers who don't show their faces are criticized for being remote, cold, and out of touch. Those who do are a menace. A compromise might be to recognise that all such encounters are necessarily awkward, and so to give people some warning. And then I would have had a sensible question ready and would have put the Kit Kat to one side for later. An even better compromise, don't do the walkabouts at all.
Lucy Kellaway is the management columnist for the Financial Times and comes to us by special arrangement with that newspaper. Your feedback is always welcome. Send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Oh, for small town life.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.